This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is an amazing guest. It's Carolyn Crandall. She is the chief security advocate for Simulate. This is an awesome company. Awesome. We're talking about security validation. We're doing it in real time. We're staying ahead of the next threat. Carolyn, welcome to the hot seat. You are a top woman in cyber. You're going to lead the charge on getting this company recognized and potentially a big, big player in the market.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So tell me more about proactive threat exposure management. What does that mean? I mean, I've learned about vulnerability management, looking for holes, patching my holes, reconfiguring systems. But, you know, a lot of companies did that quarterly. Is this something more frequent?
Yeah. And it's an interesting market space because we're all familiar with regular pen testing. You might do it once or twice a year, maybe more frequent. But for most people, it's something that's done infrequently. And it doesn't really meet the needs of answering the question, am I at risk? Am I secure? Can threats get through? What type of threats get through? Will my controls stop them? You know, there's all kinds of questions that people want to ask. And trying to look at it from just a reactionary standpoint of, we've been under attack, we've detected this incident, let's go investigate it, let's go respond, versus trying to tackle things on the other side with vulnerability exposure management, where people are scanning, there's tons and tons and tons of data, and you're trying to prioritize and figure out what you should do and what you should work on first. And sometimes the easy answers are not the right ones, and the less obvious ones are the more critical ones that will hurt you. And so this whole marketplace is converging, where it's looking at the exposure management, it's looking at your security control validation, and it's looking at how do you automate these processes so you can go broader and deeper as this mass amounts of different types of threats and threat activity seems to be a never-ending battle.
And Simulate's kind of a category killer for a new category, and it's not about a product or service, it's really a whole program. Can you tell us about what this new acronym CTEM is all about?
Yeah. Like the world needs another acronym, but we've got one. So Continuous Threat Exposure Management, it's something that was coined by Gartner. And it's interesting because it takes multiple emerging technologies and puts them together into a program. And this program is designed more for helping businesses and technologists be able to communicate effectively together. And it's looking at it from a continuous standpoint of how do you think about what your attack surface looks like, so you can assess it, so you can optimize it, you can rationalize the technology, the people, and the processes, and then ultimately prove, right? The activities and actions that I'm working on, are they getting better, right? Do I understand my baseline? Are they getting better? And being able to not just go into your boardroom and talk about, you know, mean time to detection or mean time to remediation or the number of things that you patched, but something much more meaningful around, you know, what are my processes and what would be the disruption if we lost connectivity or we had a ransomware attack or some other disruption to the business? And are we prepared, right? Do we understand if that happened, how bad it could be? And then how do we continue to test to get better and then test that those improvements were made and that they're still in effect the way you think? And it's all a continuous process. And it's all done by bringing in automation to complement, right? It's not trying to remove an actual pen test that you might do once or twice a year, but this makes you have a much lower risk profile because at any point in time, you could test and you could take a look at the latest emergent threat. And as soon as the information is available, you don't have to look at your own teams to go, okay, how do I build this test scenario? And how do I maybe spin it a bunch of different ways because I have limited resources? Where if you work with a company like Simulate, we do this. We have a research team that's right on top of understanding those emergent threats, writing those test scenarios, and then notifying our customers. And in some cases, even just turning on automation where we test for you, right? And it just makes that whole process quick and easy.
That's awesome. And what I'm curious about, Carolyn, is when you're doing this, you know, people talk about hiring red teams and we're underserved already in cyber. Most CISOs I talk to, we're looking for 500,000 plus job openings in America and growing, America alone. And I know Simulate's in multiple countries. And so the numbers are in the millions of openings, which means the doors are open and the windows are open to the networks. So doing the CTEM, continuous threat exposure management, is something I'd say is more of a requirement now than ever due to the staffing shortages. But when you're doing that, is it replacing a red team? Is it augmenting a red team? Is it purple teaming? What is happening when you're doing CTEM?
Yeah. So it's not replacing a red team. I mean, I've had customers say, hey, I use this, because a lot of times for compliance, you have to run a red team scenario. And so if I'm a red teamer, I'm going to go down a path. And if I get through, I'm going to keep going to see how far I can get. And I may not go wide, because I've proven to you I can breach your perimeter and I can get into whatever I'm going after. And I give you that one test scenario. Where the automated testing differs is, it's not going to have the human logic to decide which way to go once it's in the network, but it will instead test all the different scenarios, tell you the multiple ways that an attacker could get in, and it could give you the attack paths to understand where they could go. And so they are very complementary in what they do. And I think that as people look at this, it's best to not think of an alternative, but more of, how do I get immediate and continuous information so I can, again, lower my risk profile? And also, if an incident did happen and you're being pressured by breach disclosure laws, you can come in and have a much better understanding based upon the attack path the attacker might have taken to the depth of the risk that was created from that breach. And again, I'd love to say that nobody's ever going to get breached, but it happens even to good companies. And so this is a great thing to have in place to try to lower that risk of that happening, but also understanding if an attack did get in, what their likely attack paths would have been.
Would you say that Simulate deployed in any size company is really going to strengthen their cyber resiliency and regulatory compliance, as you talked about the risk of a breach? I mean, couldn't I use Simulate to lower my cost of cyber insurance and have more resiliency against the next attack?
Yeah. I mean, it's becoming more and more popular to see inside of compliance documents, insurance policies, that they want to have some type of security validation baseline and testing that shows that the company is being diligent, that they know whether there are attack paths, that they know whether the security controls are detecting and alerting and the incident response is happening. And so it is absolutely out there today and growing in popularity to see these things in there. The new PCI has a reference to this as well. And so, again, it plays an instrumental role that we may not tell you how you need to test, but we can validate that once you've set up those test plans, they could be based on, we have 120,000 out of the box scenarios, or you do your own customized ones. And so you decide what you want to test. And then what we'll do is we'll establish your baseline. We'll document the baseline. We'll give you reports on the baseline, and then you can prove. And it's a very common customer theme that we have is, I need to prove all the time. I need to prove I'm not at risk from the latest threat. I need to prove that I need a new piece of security infrastructure. I need to prove that I have is working or not working. I need to prove that I'm getting better at what I'm doing. And the nice thing about Simulate is we deliver proof that is so hard to come by. Because we're baselining, trending, we could even benchmark against other industry peers to show you whether you're doing better or worse than like companies. And that really, really helps. It also makes it a much easier boardroom conversation that you can show the diligence that you and your team are working on to protect the organization.
I love it. One of the biggest issues is getting boards to understand how serious an issue you may have. We've had so many breaches lately in the news, it just doesn't stop. And a lot of the CISOs, again, are understaffed, so they don't know where the real risk at that moment in time is, the specific risk, the hole, the window, the door, that particular one that was leveraged by the bad guys until it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not something that's just designed for the biggest of big organizations. I mean, clearly a lot of the financial institutions do use this type of technology, but we have a large chunk of our customers that are also small businesses, and they don't know how to operate complex systems. And so this is very easy. And even if they go, still, if I am given this information, I don't know what to do with it. And there's a whole wealth of managed security or MSP partners that are out there today that will offer a managed program for them. So again, it makes it very accessible even for the smaller companies to have this ability to validate their controls, their compensating controls, their compliance, other things that they're really meeting what they set out as their risk profile.
That is so important. And I was going to ask you that. You can be a company of any size. It doesn't matter how big you are. Lately, SMBs, when they get breached, it puts them at risk of going out of business because some of the cyber insurance carriers don't want to cover them anymore. The policies are too expensive. They even say if a nation state did it, the act of war, cyber warfare, is not covered in their policy. So the risks are so immeasurable lately. Anybody can afford Simulate. I can get you through an MSSP if I'm too small. And if I'm big, I can work with you direct. Or do you have channel partners? How do we get rolling?
Yeah, all of the above. And it's pretty easy. We've got a nice wealth of channel partners around the globe that people can do business with. We've got our managed service providers they can go through. They can reach out to Simulate directly to get more information. There's a free trial online. We do a lot of proof of value or POC. So yeah, it's for businesses of all size, all markets, all industries. And it's easy. You know, if you decide to do it yourself, the dashboards are so intuitive that you see your risk scores for the different security controls. The benchmark and reporting is super easy. And as your maturity curve grows, you can go from baseline to optimizing things like your SIM and other security controls that you have all the way to full automation. And so it really just is designed to scalably, both from a ease of use and as well as your wallet, ways to get it and know that you've got some peace of mind that your controls are working as they should.
That's phenomenal. And one of the biggest challenges is, and this happened years ago, somebody bought a firewall and it was just sitting on the shelf for months, right? And now it's just spin up the latest VM. But imagine your firewall needs an update, or there's a critical vulnerability or a port that was open that you didn't know. So continuous testing for the weaknesses, the backdoors, the holes, the misconfigurations, you're going to find something at some moment in time. And it's better you find it before the bad guys do.
Yeah. It actually, I think the blog is posted up. It was something that the research team was posting recently, and it was a firewall and it was a closed port. And we actually showed that there was activity that they're like, there's no way this could be getting through. And then you show it, right? And so it's just that peace of mind that even when your systems are thought to be working as they should, they're not always. And so you test the detection, you test the alert, you test the response behind it, and you get a whole different view. And the one thought I would probably add on to that is every other aspect of your business you're testing, right? If you've got a manufacturing floor, if you've got financial data, if you've got a sales forecast, everything you're doing, you're constantly using systems to check and balance to make sure everything stays in scope and compliance. Why wouldn't you do the same thing for cybersecurity, right? And this is a nice automated tool to do that. Trust me, if I could do that for all of my systems that I had on other things like a marketing system or otherwise, I would love to be able to get that level of detailed information to know, hey, right away, something is not working or transferring as it should. So now I'm going to focus there because I know this is mission critical. This other thing is maybe not great, but it's not going to cause any harm.
Carolyn, when you deploy Simulate, do you provide instructions or points and clicks on this is a patch you're missing, this is a configuration issue, this is how you fix it, this is the vendor problem that they need to resolve? What kind of information do you provide when you've discovered these holes?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of remediation information that tells you about the attack, what you need to do. Everything we can do, we don't automate the remediation, but we give you all of the guidance to make that remediation very simple and very effective. And it's fast. I mean, we've had people talk about just the speed and the things that we surface as far as issues, because they have everything that they need to be able to go and then take the steps towards remediation.
A lot of CISOs told me their staff would wait for, patch Tuesday, and then they'd run some tests after to see what broke. But this is not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is continuously test, continuously monitor, because as you said, changes happen all the time. It could be a patch. It could be a new employee. It could be a a laptop that just got purchased and wasn't set up right. It could be anything. So it could be the firewall.
Yep. And sometimes the threat is active and then it goes quiet, right? And then we see it. They come back. And you might have to test for it and go, well, I haven't seen any noise from it in 3 months. I'm going to stop testing, right? I'm going to go focus on something else. And we did definitely see in our usage report that there is a bit of follow the news activity. I'm going to give it a little sneak peek on a usage report we're going to be releasing soon. But there's a lot of following the news, right? And they test heavily at the beginning, and then they might fall off unless they put it into an automated queue. And there's definitely some behavioral differences of folks that stay in an automated queue that say, I'm going to keep testing for this just constantly, because there's no harm, right? It's not like you've got to have a human set it up and watch it every time. It's just automated. And if something unusual shows up, you're going to get a notification of that activity. And so 3 months, 6 months, 2 years even later, it may show up. And if you've stopped testing, you're not going to catch it. But if you use a continuous testing system, you will be able to assess constantly and then be informed of anything that you need to take care of.
I've looked at your dashboard. It looks gorgeous. How quickly can we get deployed?
Oh, it's super fast. I mean, it's just one agent per segment. And generally, most customers are up in an hour. It's very, very quick.
That's fantastic. Carolyn, is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered?
When you look about it, there's red teamers and there's blue teamers, and they look at the world a little differently in what they're doing. And so Simulate has definitely designed a tool for the blue teamer that needs to understand how offensive attacks work and how they need to be prepared in order to detect and stop them. And on the red team side, they want to be able to run different advanced scenarios and to make sure that when they run them, especially when you're running a purple teaming exercise, when they go to do something, do you see this? Yes, I see that. Now, how about when I do this? Do I see that? And they can work together using this platform and purple teaming exercises to really understand the test. If they change, they can instantly see, did that change the course of what's happening? All of a sudden, somebody that might have been able to get through, now we make that tweak on that rule or that configuration, and now they can't get through anymore. So I definitely think if you're, whether you're sitting on the red team or the blue team side, that there's a lot of value in these platforms. And they're, of course, excellent for purple teaming or tabletop exercises as well, because you really get a chance to safely. And again, safely is the key word, because we don't do anything that'll harm, right? You know, this is all simulated activity, you know, even the advanced testing. You know, there's a lot of safeguards that are in there that prevent anybody from making a very big mistake. So it's very safe to operate, I guess, is the kind of last thought that I'll leave everybody with, because it's simple, it's easy to use, it's safe to use, but it's also very powerful and very scalable. So that whether you're mature or less mature, we still have something that will meet your business needs here.
Well, I learned something new. Continuous Threat Exposure Management, CTEM, it's not a product or service, it's a program, and everybody needs to have this program, no matter how big or small. So go to simulate.com, learn more. Carolyn Crandall, Chief Security Advocate, has taught us a lot today about continuous security validation, how important it is to do it all the time, because one moment in time is that moment that you could be breached if you aren't running Simulate. So get their service up and running.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense
TV
Media Group,
and Cyber
where
Defense
InfoSec
Radio
knowledge
have launched
is
24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at CyberDefense.tv and CyberDefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.